T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think this is going to be really interesting. And apparently Michigan is close to approving the same thing. State of New Jersey, high school football officials voted yesterday to implement a most restrictive contact limitations during practice at any level of the sport. The New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association passed a bill that reduces in-season full contact limits from 90 minutes per week to 15 minutes.
This is for practices.
For practices. And preseason full contact hours from unlimited to 6. So before a high school football season starts, when the team practices,
we're doing the 2-a-days.
Full contact hours are now limited to 6 hours.
Total.
Then during the week, once the season starts, 15 minutes. Now, my first thought is, okay, well, what is full contact? The New Jersey Football Coaches Association president, John Fiore, said the definition of full contact established by the practice like a pros, by practice like a pros, will create an easy transition for coaches. Practice like pros president Terry O'Neill encourages using the thud technique in practices in which a defender wraps up a ball carrier without taking him to the ground. At the top, then there was this. Well, restrictions on contact eventually extend beyond New Jersey. Practice Like Pros, an advocacy group that proposed the bill, is in discussion with high school football associations from 7 other states that the organization has either presented to or has a presentation scheduled. At the top of the list is Michigan, which is nearing approval for similar restrictions to New Jersey. The representative council is expected to meet in May to discuss. This is all according to the website northjersey.com.
We still don't really know what it means.
What do you mean?
Well, is full contact, is that full on pads and helmet and we can only do this for 15 minutes? What about, if you're wearing a pad and a helmet, are you still allowed to engage? Or is this full contact just means, it means taking a player down?
Well, that's what they describe the thud technique.
I mean, the thud technique, I understand.
They encourage using the thud technique in practices which defender wraps up a ball carrier without taking him to the ground. See if they describe it any further. This bill would better measure full contact instead of making coaches discern how to characterize a live player drill. Adding the thud concept to our definition was very, very important. The thud situation, there's not a physical winner or loser. Nobody's been taken to the ground. We really needed those 3 levels, live, thud, and then obviously contact that isn't player to player. I don't know. I mean, we have to get to the definition.
Yeah,
let me start with this.
Yeah.
New Jersey, this is a bold move, and it might be the right move. The problem is you're immediately putting your entire high school football, all your high school football players at a competitive disadvantage to every other state when it comes to going after college scholarships. I realize that you don't make rules to appease, you know, the top, 3% of players in your state. I feel like this, if we're going to do this, okay, and I am interested long-term in football surviving as we know it. That's what I care about. As a guy who loves watching the game, I want football to survive as we know it. Can you do it and be safer? If they think that this will accomplish that, then I'm all for it. There are going to be, I imagine we're going to get calls from people who have coached or are currently coaching or have played. They're going to say, well, you need to learn how to tackle, and this is not going to help. This is going to lead to more injuries in games because people won't know how to tackle.
Well, you can argue against that, and because without a doubt, the first thing kids need to learn how to do to play tackle football is learn how to tackle and tackle properly. And that can be done with dummies. That can be done with the, those big blue blocking dummies or whatever that you're hitting and,
I like
and taking
the giant
down.
Foam wheel now where they roll that out, the big donut.
And that's fine to teach you that technique, but you have to put the technique into practice at some point. And okay, now we're going to substitute a ball carrier, and you have to hit and tackle this ball carrier. You have to be, you got to learn how to take somebody down though. And that's the game. Mm-hmm. It's not a two-hand touch game. It is a physical game.
Yep.
Limiting to 15 minutes a week. Whew. I mean, you're talking, you play games on Fridays. Saturdays usually game films. I don't know if you go contact on Saturdays. So you're going, you know, 5, 8, 7 minutes a day, Monday through Thursday. It seems strange that you're going to limit it that much. I understand the concept as to why. I'm just wondering what kind of football that's going to produce in the next 10 years. Because it's hard to really exemplify what it's like. It's hard to simulate it, of what it's like to tackle somebody unless you're tackling somebody. It's hard to simulate what it's like to shed a blocker as a defensive lineman or as a linebacker unless you're actually engaging in those drills. And if you can't do that with live contact against your teammates in practice, it's going to be interesting to see how different it is. 15 minutes seems like it's really, that's a drastic cut from how many
minutes a week.
Yeah, a week. From what did it used to be?
Did I say 90?
I think it was.
I can find it in the story. It reduces in-season full contact limits from 90 minutes per week to 15 minutes, and preseason contact from unlimited contact hours to 6 hours. So before your football season starts, you have 6 hours of full contact practice.
And usually, there's what, 2 full weeks of practice, 3 full weeks of practice before your first regular season game, and you got 2-a-day practices.
248-539-9797. All right, what do you think? Is this good for football? Overall, the health of the sport and the health of the players. Let's go to Christian in St. Clair. Hi, Christian.
Hi. I'm a previous player in Michigan, and my father coaches in Michigan right now. I just want to say, you know, in terms of, I don't know if it'll be good for football, but it might not be too much of a significant change because the high school I went to, we've been using this, you know, thud tempo, full contact, tackling, rule basically for 10 years, I want to say. And in my opinion, just like, the person you referenced said, I don't think it's going to be too much of a major change because in our definition, full contact was always like, you know, smoking people and taking them to the ground, which would be reserved for, you know, a drill or two a day. But in terms of, you know, scheme practice and, the bulk of the practice, you can still pretty much get away with, you know, hitting people as long as you don't, you know, smoke your, the linemen are going to be hitting each other full contact, you know, pretty much, you know, just not going, not, you know, cut blocking each other. But I mean, as long as you're not smoking your backs and your skill kids and all that, you can pretty bump each other.
But then it's all the linemen that are taking the brunt of the hits.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's when you're, you know, hitting up against each other on the line, you know, you're not going to be, you can pretty much bump each other without, you know, as hard as you can without putting each other at risk of injury, I think. And then, you know, as long as you're not coming in from 6 feet out of the corner and lighting up your running back as he's running around. You know.
You know what, though? Listening to you talk makes me realize how difficult this is to define and to monitor.
Yeah, I'm not against it. I'm just trying to talk through it and think back to my historic high school football career. I said it facetiously. Back and thinking of all the contact drills we did a ton of them. And was it right to do that? I don't know if it was right or wrong. Nobody back then, to my knowledge, and nobody really got hurt doing that. But I understand the need to kind of reduce all that stuff. And some of those drills, looking back on it, seemed like it was a little bit overkill and kind of stupid to do it that way. And particularly with the methods that you could use now as a substitute.
We're talking about this. The state of New Jersey has passed this rule, 15 minutes of contact during the football season. 15 minutes of full contact. during practice. Then during the off season, it's preseason's limited to 6 hours in all your practice time leading up to a season. Now, the state of New Jersey has immediately put their own student athletes. They're looking out for their best interest pretty clearly, they believe, but they've definitely put their own student athletes at a disadvantage when it comes to going after scholarships. You don't make rules for the top, you know, 1%, top 3% or whatever it is. I'm interested in preserving the long time health of football as we know it and the athletes. And if this can do it, then great. But I do think that New Jersey, if we were doing the show in New Jersey, I'd be like, okay, I hope every other state follows the lead. So we're not the only state that's doing this and everybody's on a level playing field, because New Jersey high school football will probably start to erode. People that really want to play football and maybe have aspirations of playing beyond high school will leave that state, right? If they're the only state that does this. Now, apparently Michigan's close to approving this, according to the story on NewJersey.com.
Well, look, I think you want to see how it plays out for a year before people start freaking out and saying, oh, no, I got to get my kid somewhere else. He's going to be a stud football player in college and make it to the pros, so I better move him somewhere, right, some other school.
I mean, I think that making decisions at the high school level over that, unless you're just an absolute off the chart, it's ridiculous for most people, but I think a lot of people make decisions based upon that. You know, my kid's going to be a pro. Let's go to Adam in Dearborn. You're on 97.1 ticket. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'll be real quick. I got a couple things I want to point out on this topic. The first thing, I think there's pros and cons to it. I'm a coach in the local area. The cons are that it risks further injury, because the kids need time to practice and know how to hit the right way, and all that comes with is time. Usually week one, week two, there's a lot of injuries because the kids' bodies aren't used to it and they haven't been hitting correctly. And then obviously there's pros. The positives around it are that, you know, it does limit the amount of contact, which I'm also for. But I think the bigger issue at hand is the overall funding of the equipment. I think that the states need to look at that first. They need to, instead of, you know, the game of football focusing on helmets at the pro level and all that, I think they need to think of it at the youth level and upgrade their equipment and make it safer in that regard. I can't even tell you how many times I feel bad because we don't have equipment that fits properly or straps on properly, and it risks a lot of injury in that regard as well.
Wow.
I'll let you guys kind of handle
it.
Let
me ask you a question, Adam. Is that up to each school to within their budget to have the right equipment?
It is. It's part of their athletic budget, and it's also a lot on how you fundraise. So when you guys, you know, are sitting at home and you guys get that door-to-door guy and he's trying to sell you a card for $20 and he's a player, a lot of that money goes into the equipment as well. So it's part funding and it's part athletic budget. And you know, you guys know how the budgets go, you know, around the state. They're pretty low.
Yeah.
So I think really to improve the game of football, we need to look at it not from a college level or an NFL level where all the money is being poured into. We need to look at it at a high school level and try to pour more money into it for the equipment in that regard, rather than, you know, limiting the time. The kids need more time to do it because they need more time practicing. I teach football at the ninth grade level, it's embarrassing. Sometimes the kids, you know, they hurt themselves. We got to take it step by step, and it's literally a total revamp of teaching. So, those are just my thoughts. I'll let you guys go ahead and talk.
Thank you. We appreciate the phone call and the intel, Adam. Let's go to Steve on a cells next. Hi, Steve.
Hello. How are you?
What's up?
Not too much. I just wanted to touch on a topic. It's not too far left of center of what's actually happening out there. I played college ball myself, and it wasn't too long ago. I'm still under 30, and what you see in college is this is being adapted already. When I first started, two-a-days were 3 weeks long, and camp was a total of 3.5 weeks long. And of those two-a-days, you would go every other day would be full contact, and all the way to what it is now, the same college has 1 week of two-a-days and 2 days of full contact. Full contact not meaning thud, full contact meaning taking to the ground. So drills where there is actually live tackling, Oklahoma drills, and one-on-one tackle to the ground. It's very rare to find that you're doing more than, you know, 15, 20 minutes a week anyway in season. Typically what you have is people go shells, which is helmets and shoulder pads, and everything stays upper body. No one gets taken on the ground to preserve your players. So it's not too far left to center what's happening now, but I do agree with the caller before me where the equipment does need to be upgraded.
That feels to me like it's a travesty if kids aren't getting proper equipment. Then what the hell are we doing? We can't send kids out there with ill-fitting equipment to play high school football. That's ridiculous. That can be addressed, and it should be addressed. And by the way, they're right with funding. I mean, the high schools don't have the budgets, so the fundraising has to account for that. Because and then if the schools can't afford it and the districts can't afford it, somebody has to step in, because there's just no way kids should be sent out there with a helmet that's too loose or shoulder pads that are too big or something. You know, I can't think of any reason why that's even remotely excusable. 248-539-9797, Steve and Frazier. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Nothing much. This is the beginning of the end. I mean, on an average high school football team, you've only got a handful of guys who can really play the game at a level that's going to, you know, ring your bell a little bit. I mean, most guys, they're just not that talented. So this time restraint, this is the first step in the process of eliminating the game of football. I mean, I think this is a really big deal. I mean, the time, 15 minutes a week, I don't even know how that would work.
Well, we had two coaches call already, and they don't seem to feel that way.
Oh, man, I just don't know. Let's say you got a couple really good college prospects, another handful of guys, like I said, who are, you know, pretty good high school players, and the rest, they're in no jeopardy of really hurting anybody. I think this is going to be the very first step, and drastic rule changes that are going to basically eliminate this game.
I don't think you need to be overly talented to hurt another player in practice.
Well, as far as concussions, yeah, I think you need to have a little force behind you.
Well, there has to be. Well, technically, I don't know if there has to be a whole lot of force. More force is going to cause perhaps more severity, but you can get concussed on, depending on what your physiology is. You can get concussed just by getting taken to the ground. But I understand what you're trying to say with it, but I think there are different techniques out there now that we're seeing, and you see at the professional level, you see at the college level. And Doug, you mentioned the rubber wheel that they throw out there and you tackle it and pick it up and move it over. There are techniques that can be taught without contacting another player that are
You're
going to be
college,
they're going to be
you know,
substituted.
College and pros, though. This is high school related. These guys are just learning the game.
I'm not sure, Steve, real quick, why you think this is the beginning of the end.
The drastic rule change as far as time allowing to teach these kids how to tackle, the physicality of the game, I just think it's going to change the game for the worse. On top of that, I'm stunned. You know, I cannot believe what
here's what it's going to do. You know what it's going to do? It's going to teach, it's going to force coaches to teach differently. And instead of having the drills that we were used to growing up and playing football, where everybody gets in a line, two players face off, and they go and hit each other here's the tackling, and you put your head to the side and pick the guy up and take him down, whatever you're going to do. Instead of doing it that way, and everybody waits in line, and it takes a half an hour to get like two reps in there, what this is going to do is everyone faces across from another teammate so that you can maximize the reps that way, as opposed to everybody waiting in line. It's going to have to be some sort of teaching method like that. You know what I'm saying? Instead of going through this line that takes 15, 20 minutes to get two reps of every player, now you split up the group of 30 players, and you have 15 groups of two. And those guys hit each other three or four times, and you move on.
I'm not sure why you couldn't pair off before, but...
Well, I think you could have, but what I'm saying is that wasn't how it was done. I don't know if that's how it's done now, but it wasn't when I was playing.
248-539-9797. I'll just say this. I don't think it's as drastic as my man thought.
I don't think it's as we're talking it through, I don't think it's as drastic either. But it does, I mean, the time going from 90 minutes to 15 minutes, that does seem drastic,
just so
but
people
there are ways around it.
Just turning our radios on. This is high school football in New Jersey, and they say that it very well could come to Michigan next. Our state is very interested in time limits on full contact and high school football practice. Preseason, 6 hours, the entire preseason. And then once the season starts, 15 minutes of full contact practice a week.
It's going to force coaches to prioritize which drills are best when to use the contact.
97-1 the ticket.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.